Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Looking for a new hobby this spring and summer? One great low-cost option is gardening. Plus, you get fresh fruits and vegetables for months. If you don't have space in your backyard, consider reserving a garden plot in a community garden. During the pandemic, about 18 million Americans took up the hobby and have stuck with it ever since. One of these young urban gardeners is Brooke Morgan. She works for a tech company in Austin, Texas, and in her free time, enjoys tending to her small 10 by 20 foot plot in a nearby community garden.
So I've pretty much always had a patio garden, and I even used to have a composter on my patio at one of my apartments. And then I just decided one day that I needed to kind of like just really find something bigger and more meaningful, and I needed a hobby basically that was a little more involved. And so I found my current community garden that I garden at.
For Morgan, she didn't always have a green thumb. Learning how to grow plants was a process, and she didn't fully jump into it until moving to Austin. For her, tending to a garden not only gives her food, it brings happiness.
When I'm actually out in the garden pruning or planting or whatever, I feel so connected to myself and my environment, and it's very meditative for me, and I think that's the kind of addicting feeling that people talk about. Is it's calm. Your hands are occupied, so you can't scroll on your phone. Your brain is occupied because you're looking at things and thinking about them and figuring it out. And we don't really get that type of slowness in our day and age.
Past the benefits to her own well-being, Morgan also has access to extremely fresh produce and herbs. Even though her garden plot is so small, she makes good use of the space and is able to grow enough to cut down on the produce she buys from the grocery store by roughly 50% during the spring and summer months. She says once you taste a tomato or a cucumber grown fresh from the garden, you really can't go back to the store-bought varieties.
The stuff that you get at the store is genetically bred, and they pick varieties that are going to be holding up in the shipping process and the picking process. And, you know, with mass food production, they're jostling all these things around. And so the skin has to be thick on cucumbers. They have to be a little bit more watery because of the mass scale that they're being produced on. But when you're just growing it in your backyard, none of that really matters.
Since it gets extremely hot early in the summer in Austin, the window to grow many plants starts in March and ends in July. Whereas in cooler parts of the country, like the Midwest, people can plant later in the spring and enjoy their garden until September. So what are some of the other vegetables Morgan grows in her small 10 by 20 foot garden?
You have a small space into things that are going to be really highly producing, like green beans, bush beans. I mean, I have some corn, I have eggplant, bell pepper, tomatoes, cucumber, jalapenos, hatch chili peppers, zucchini, sugar baby watermelons, firecracker sunflowers. I have gray mammoth sunflowers. I also have a couple of different kind of more heirloom unique type of squashes, and then tons of herbs.
If you're looking to get into gardening, whether it's in your own backyard or in a community garden, start small and expand from there. Amy Enfield is a horticulturalist at Bonnie Plants and specializes in creating new plant and herb varieties that are then sold at garden centers nationwide.
What's cool about being in this industry is like all the changes that are happening. So it used to be we were steering everything that we launched from a product standpoint, plant standpoint, to these large in-ground gardens because people were putting in, you know, 40 by 40 victory gardens. But now we realize that this next generation of gardeners, these millennials, these Gen Zs, are living in small apartments. It's a lot more a city, urban gardening. And so now we have to start thinking about, well, now people are gardening more often inside. They don't have an outdoor space. Or maybe they only have a tiny patio to garden on. Or they just got a small plot of yard. And so now we're focusing more on raised beds. So it's kind of been a shift in how we focus what we're actually working on and launching more so than it has been in the past. So we're spending a lot of time looking at more compact genetics to make sure that we have plants that everybody can grow and will be successful with. But you still have your popular favorites, like your Better Boy tomatoes are still really popular. Your Burpless cucumbers are still up there on the top of the list.
For those new to the hobby, Enfield recommends starting off by finding the right varieties for your space.
Make sure you check out the plant tags when you're selecting your plants. Those tiny little starter plants you're buying in the store are going to get big. So it's important to look at how much space they're actually going to take up. So that little 5-inch plant you may buy in the store may end up taking up a good 4 square foot of space in your garden by the end of the season. I also like to say you don't have to grow one of everything. Start small, get your feet wet, maybe do a tomato, a pepper, a basil plant, a couple peppers. Now you're on your way to salsa and or pizza sauce. And as you get more adaptive and better at growing, then you can start diving into more plants, different plants.
And if you live in a climate where you have a shorter summer, buy more resilient, compact plants that can be harvested in as little as 30 to 40 days. Some of these vegetables include different varieties of lettuce, peppers, radishes, tomatoes, and squash. Enfield says if you don't succeed at first, keep trying. Some vegetables are harder to grow than others. Reach out to the experts at your local garden center to get tips and do research online on Gardening 101. For Morgan, she says the newfound community she's discovered through the hobby has been as rewarding as the produce she gets each year.
You know, you get to connect with people of all walks of life, people who, you know, might be older than you, they might be the same age as you, they might have different experiences growing certain things, you know, they'll kind of give you some really, I mean, quite amazing tips and tricks.
Whether you think you have a green thumb or not, gardening is a rewarding skill that's useful throughout your life. To find out more about this topic and both of our guests, Brooke Morgan and Amy Enfield, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. Coming up next week.
I had a catastrophic fracture from a minor fall, and the doctors were just shocked at how I had shattered my bone. They couldn't even do surgery.
Imagine being diagnosed with osteoporosis in your 20s. How one woman built a career out of her own health struggles. Then.
It is kind of odd, isn't it, that we are so fascinated by these people that we're never going to meet and that we want to talk about them and know the latest thing about them.
The psychology behind celebrity gossip. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.